الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. وقال تعالى: إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, it is a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the auspicious and Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, and we are gathered in the auspicious place, and that is the masjid, at an auspicious time. May Allah Ta'ala make it Mubarak for us and accept our ibadat. It is such a wonderful sight when you come into a masjid to see so many brothers already in the masjid and already engaged in the ibadat of Allah even before the azan, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. My dear brothers, we don't realize such a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala allowed us to come into His house, and that too you came early. It is a very great reward from Allah Ta'ala. You are engaged in a zikr and ibadat of Allah. Let us ensure that those certain amals, those of us who may be engaged in whatever work we are doing, earning a livelihood for our family and business, and engage in business, etc., that is also an ibadat. But especially on a Friday, if we can dedicate some extra time for devotion and for communication and for communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, there is nothing better than that. Let us ensure, minimum at least, that we must not allow the day to terminate except that we have at least done certain amals. Amongst that, in this day and age, very importantly is the recitation of Suratul Kahf. We must ensure, make it like as if it is like a compulsory thing. Like how in the morning you must take your medication. Those of us who are, you know, patients of different ailments and illnesses, doctor will say, don't miss it. You are liable to get this or that or that or that. So we'll make sure. And the family also, they are concerned about us, so they will keep the tablets already on the table, that after you eat your breakfast, you will immediately take it. You won't stand up from there and go off, because then you're going to forget taking it. My dear brothers, make it a habit such that this day of Jumu'ah must not start except that it must not finish except that there are certain amals we must do regularly, and especially on this Friday. One, the first thing I say is Suratul Kahf. There is great virtue. I have not wanted to discuss this, but my dear brothers, we have heard so many bayans and bayans and bayans and bayans. What we are lacking is amal. So let's just revise some of the basics. One is the Suratul Kahf. And to make it easy, if somebody can't make it for whatever reason, at least the beginning 10 ayats and the ending 10 ayats. Don't let it pass by. That's the minimum that you have to do on the day of Jumu'ah. My dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised us that you will be safeguarded and protected from the fitna of Dajjal. And Dajjal means deception. Seriously, ulama are stating that we are actually living in that time of Dajjal and of deception, where a time will come, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that what is truth, it will seem to be false. And what is false, the way it will be explained and the way it will be worded and the way it will be, it will be cushioned, the way it will be packed, etc., it will seem as if it is true. So Allah Ta'ala safeguard and protect us from Dajjal, from this Dajjal. We are living in a challenging time. Everybody is aspiring, moving towards, my dear brothers, more comfort. So we want to become more comfortable. We want to live in a more comfortable home. We want to drive a more comfortable car. We want to wear more comfortable clothes. Everything has now become electronic. everything. We have moved away from the simplicity and the lifestyle of simpleness. So when a person is looking at it from outside, he's looking at this world, he's looking at the city, he's looking at all the lights flashing. Everything is happening. And he thinks, hey, this is the fast life that I want to chase. Or this is what I should be aspiring for. And this is what I have to obtain to be comfortable and to get the best and to provide the best for my family and for my children and my grandchildren, etc. So man is aspiring for that. And whilst he's aspiring to get that, he gets entangled in deception, in dajjal. And his whole life now becomes focused to that. With the result, my dear brothers, he forgets that the life of the world is temporary. We are just temporary, passing by, wayfarers. Like a person who's a traveler, you're going to that hotel room for temporary 5 days or 3 days to the best of places, Madina Munawwara. 5 days or 6 days, and after that you're packing up and you're moving. And then you're going to Makkah, the best place on earth. And thereafter you're staying 5-6 days, and then you're moving. Now if somebody goes there and starts preparing and doing so many things, someone will say, "Bhai, what are you doing so many things here? You're going to go travel just now, you're going to leave. You're going back home. You're going to travel again." Like that, my dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us that we are like travelers, wayfarers, a traveler. Kun fid dunya ka annaka gharibun o abiru sabil. Like that person who is a traveler and he's taken some respite, he's taken some shelter, he's taken some, you know, some peace and comfort, some relaxation time, and he's under a tree. Now he's not going to build the best of toilet there, or build the best of home there, or, you know, make the most comfortable amenities and facilities for him. No, he doesn't do that. What he does, he just takes his rest in aram, and he prepares his things and he moves. Chalo, he's gone. Next day he's traveling again. Like that, my dear brother, this reality has to come into me and you, that this dunya is temporary. We are here for a temporary period of time. We are here for a short period of time. And nobody ever lived forever. And nobody went on that side and came back and told us a story, my dear brothers. If they had to come and tell us the story, every single one of them would have said that your life in the world is very short and temporary. Make the best of your deeds that you can do. Don't take life for granted. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala give us a realization. Why is it that I can't read Quran? We have to ask ourselves. One person I met him, ordinary man. But he has dedicated his time towards the recitation of the Quran. Every day he reads 10 paras of the Quran. Every day, normal, not a hafiz of Quran. Ordinary man, retired person, now he's retired, but he reads 10 paras of the Quran every day. That means in 3 days he's making a khatam. We have to ask ourselves, why you and I are not like that? Why we can't read Quran? Why we are not even reading one para? Why we not even reading half para? Or am I, let's put it the other way, ask ourselves, am I doing this amal? Am I reading at least one para or half para? And if I'm not doing it, then I have to ask myself, why have I been deprived of this ni'mat of the tilawat of Quran? Is my life so engaged and so busy that I got time for everything else, but I haven't got time to open the Quran apart and to take lazzat from the writing and from the words of the Quran, and for me to be able to take the pleasure of recitation and communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why I'm not getting the tawfiq? Ask ourselves, what is this guna and sin that I may have committed? Allah ta'ala has deprived me of good. It's a very serious thing, my dear brothers. They say if you want to recognize, or you want to, you know, like a barometer, you want to judge, what is your ta'alluq with Allah? What is my ta'alluq with Allah? Then the ulama have written that, see how much of tilawat of Quran you got in your life. I'm not talking about Ramadan. I'm talking about every day. If we have not got the tawfiq to touch the Quran today, we have to ask ourselves, why have I been deprived of this ni'mat and bounty? Some people say, you know, that Allah Ta'ala give my son the tawfiq that he holds the Quran like how he holds a cell phone. We've become so attached to that cell phone that the moment that thing vibrates there, it's there while we're reading Quran also, we'll pick it up and see, hey, what message is that? My dear brothers, make niyat. Let's leave all talk. Let's make niyat. You also, I also, that let us take out a certain portion of the day and dedicate it to the tilawat of the Quran. Please, let's make this niyat. And if we are not doing it, make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq, protect me. What is this guna and sin that I may have committed because of which I am being deprived of this great bounty of making tilawat of Quran? Oh Allah, relieve me and make me maaf of that guna and sin. And then when you have dedicated that time, if you said, right, after Fajr Salat, I will read for 20 minutes, or I'll read for 15 minutes. Why, somebody got a heart problem, the doctor told him, every day walk 15 minutes. Every day, he'll never miss it. He'll never. You got a pressure problem, start walking. You're not walking, you're not doing no exercise, you're doing nothing. You're just walking, you're sitting in a car and going here, going there, going there, going there. This body's not meant to sit. You're supposed to be walking, doing something, keeping yourself active. Immediately he'll start, he'll get the realization. My dear brothers, let's put it in a spiritual way also. If I have not had the tawfiq of making tilawat of the Quran for today, then I must question myself, where have I gone wrong? Why have I not done it? And let us stipulate a time. Don't say, I'll do it in a day. Make this niyat, I'll do it after Asr, or I will do it after Fajr. I will do it at a certain time. I will do it before going to bed. And my dear brothers, I'm not speaking about the normal Yasin Sharif we read, the Tabarak we read, the Surah Waqia we read. That's in its place. That's in its place, my dear brothers. Besides the normal surahs that we're supposed to be reading, my dear brothers, make sure that we are reading some extra portion of the Quran and Sharif. Every day, if you read every day one para, Allah give us tawfiq, in 1 month you'll finish one Quran. And try to make it on the Islamic date. I just realized now, my dear brothers, I spoke about every day that we are supposed to read those normal du'as and the Quran Sharif that we make, that Yasin and the Tabarak. In the recent past, about maybe two and a half, three years ago maybe, there was one very senior alim. His name was Mufti Zarwali. He was from Pakistan in Karachi. A big Darul Unum also, near where Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib's madrasa is. Those of us who might have been there, and many of our elders, they know Hazrat Hakim Sahib. So near his Darul Unum, this Maulana Mufti Zarwali, he had his own Darul Unum there. He passed away just, you know, a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago. So before he passed away, he saw a dream. And he related this dream to his madrasa students and his murids and all that. He was a very big alim, very big person. So he related the dream and he said that, Maine kal raat ek khwab dekha. I saw one dream last night. In that dream, he is saying that when I passed away, meri ruh nikal gayi, like I passed away, and the farishtas came to question me. So he said that two beautiful, handsome people, they came behind those farishtas and they stopped them from interrogating me. So the discussion continued, and then I asked those two people, who are you? So the one person, he said that I am your Fajr Salat that you have never left. Your Fajr Salat that you have never left. And Mufti Sahib then explained, when he was explaining, that from the time to the, he was Baligh, from the age of Bulugh, when he became Baligh, till the time he passed away, he was over 80 years old. He said, I never miss my Fajr Salat. My dear brothers, look at this. Right, then he said, I turned to the next one and asked him, who are you? So he said, I am your Surah Mulk. I am your Surah Mulk. Tabarak al-Nazi biyadihi al-Mulk. That you used to recite from the time of your Bulugh till today. And then Mufti Sahib said, there has never been a day that I have slept without reading this. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers. Allahu Akbar. This is what we are lacking, my dear brothers. The spirituality, this goo, is no more within us. Why? We have to ask ourselves. A man 80 years old, maybe he became Balig at the age of maybe 14, 15 or whatever, Patani was a strong man also. Very, very intelligent. And now after a few days after he related the dream, Waqiatani passed away. It's a message for us, my dear brothers. We are simple people. We don't have too many amals that we can present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give you and give me the tawfiq. I'm speaking something that I was not supposed to speak at all. But Allah ta'ala put it in my heart, so I'm relating this. The other thing, my dear one, I told you Surah Kahf. The second thing is the Durood Sharif. To recite abundantly Durood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. Ask ourselves, why am I not able to read an X amount? You must prescribe for yourself a certain amount. There are people who read 10,000 for this particular Jumu'ah. There are people who read every day 1,000. Some people read 5,000 every day. I'm saying at least you and I, my dear brothers, ask ourselves, how many am I reading? One Sahabi, not an ordinary person, Sahabi. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I have made this azam, I have made this commitment. Azam means commitment. That I will dedicate 1/3 of my time in the recitation of Durood Sharif. Sahabi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, very good, but if you increase, it's better for you. Allahu Akbar. Sahabi, my dear brothers. Then he said, O Nabi of Allah, I have made this niyat and intention that half my time I will dedicate to anything else, and the rest half of my time I will dedicate towards the recitation of Durood Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him and said that, mashallah, very good your intention, but if you increase it, is better for you. Allahu Akbar. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him that, O Nabi of Allah, I have made this niyat that all my time I am going to dedicate to the recitation of Durood Sharif upon you. He said, then, you know, Allah Ta'ala will give you whatever your needs of this dunya is also. Allah will fulfill those needs of yours even without you asking for it. Simple prescriptions, my dear brothers. Simple prescriptions, but we are looking everywhere else for barakah. The man who reads his Fajr Salatul Jamaat, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised him easiness in his risk, promised him safety and protection, promised him khair and barakah in that particular day. But we prefer to do everything else besides adopt that simple prescription of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear brothers, ask ourselves. So the second thing I told you was Durood Sharif. The third thing is, my brothers, especially on this Jummah, before the Salatul Maghrib, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, come away into the masjid and dedicate the time for begging and beseeching from Allah. Because, my dear brothers, no tawfiq anybody can get to do good amals. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a special moment on this day of Jumu'ah that, my dear brothers, du'as are never rejected. There's a hadith, it's called Sa'atul Ijaba, the moment of acceptance. But what it is, when it is hidden, but it is on this day of Friday. See, Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom, He knows we are insan, we are very, very, very weak. Had you and I known when is Laylatul Qadr, no other day will go masjid. Be realistic, that's a reality. We all want to know when's the sale. We will never go to the masjid any. If you and I knew when is the moment of acceptance of du'as, no other time we'll engage in du'a. No other time. Only that particular time we'll make du'a. So Allah Ta'ala knows our weakness. So therefore there are certain things, it is hidden. Allah Ta'ala has kept it hidden. Quran mentions about things that are hidden, that are kept away from insan. Like, you know, when is your death? Nobody knows. If you and I knew when we're going to die, your living will become haram. It is a bounty and ni'mat of Allah that you don't know and I don't know and nobody knows. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ. Nobody knows when he's going to die. Amongst those things, my dear brothers, this particular aspect, when is the day, when is the time and moment of acceptance by Allah? It is from the amal of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that some time prior to the azan of Maghrib, she used to engage in dua. So from that amal we learn that it seems that the acceptance of dua at the time of the exiting of the day of Jummah, it seems that it is apparently it's that time. But Allah knows best. Some people say when the azan of Jummah, some say when the imam is on a minbar, between the two khutbahs, and lot of discussion. But from something that is easy for you and I to practice upon, dedicate that 14 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, come into the masjid, make tawbah, make istighfar, and engage in dua. My dear brothers, who is there that can give us anything? My dear brothers, besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Huh? Nobody. If Allah Ta'ala gives you something, nobody can take it away from us. And if Allah takes something away from us, nobody can give it to us. The whole world and whatever it contains, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told that Sahabi, if the whole world and all the jinnat and everything that is created comes to your help and assistance, and Allah does not want it, my dear brothers, nobody can help you. And it's the other way as well, that if nobody wants to help and assist us, but the help and assistance of Allah Rabbul Izzat is with us, my dear brothers, we have done those amals that attract the mercy and the rahmat and the support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, Allah ta'ala will protect you despite the fact that you are in the worst type of situation. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq, grant us understanding, my dear brothers. Too much of talking. I read that ayat in the beginning of my talk this afternoon, where Allah ta'ala says, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم. There is no goodness in your private conversations. إلا من أمر بصدقة. Except for those people who are giving the order and joining the sadaqah, charity. بصدقتين أو معروفين أو something of goodness. And the third one he says, أو إصلاح بين الناس. That the person who is joining people who may have got some type of argumentation or some type of dispute between themselves, Allah Ta'ala says, these three people, they are engaged in the good, that's the good talk. And Mufassirin, I don't have time, my time is almost up, have elaborated and say, illa man amara bi sadaqatin, is everything that of good, of charity, you are encouraging towards it. My dear brothers, that is love by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything of the, see how the Quran is so magnanimous in the words. Allah Ta'ala didn't say this and that, because there's so much of charity. So he just used one word and said, illa man amara bi sadaqatin. This is Allah Ta'ala's knowledge. That everything where there is sadaqah related, that is a goodness. Everything. So that is something that we should be encouraging. Oh ma'rufin, and anything that is good, enjoining good, encouraging goodness in whatever goodness, not only this, limited to a certain aspect. And most importantly was this, that it is joined with sadaqah and it is joined with this good words of speaking to somebody and joining ties. It is joined, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined this particular goodness of making islah bain al-nas. If Allah ta'ala has given you that authority, has given you that malaka, that capability, has given you that position, that you know that there are two people who are having some dispute and you are able to sit with them, you are able to try to resolve the matter between them, this is so loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, to delay your salah is not allowed in the Sharia. But one of the salah in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think it was Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, it was the Asr salah, and the time was coming very close now for it to become makruh, so he led the salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came, he explained that he was busy with two tribes, that they had a dispute between them, and he gave preference to try to resolve the dispute that is between them than having to come and perform the salah at that particular time with the jamaat. How important it is, my dear brother. So if Allah Ta'ala has given us that ability, given us that position, we know that they are son and father and son got some dispute. Two brothers are not talking to one another. My dear brothers, this thing, Rasulullah ﷺ explained and said, it is a shaver. And then he elaborated and he said, it's not like a shaver of hair. It is a shaver of your deen. That person who is involved in argumentation, my dear brothers, he loses, you know, he falls from the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us be cautious what we are speaking, what we are doing. You know, are we engaged in these things which is encouraged by the Quran and Sunnah? Allah Ta'ala grant us a tawfiq, my dear brothers. And constantly, my dear brothers, evaluate ourselves. At the end of the day, before we sleep, we go to bed, evaluate ourselves. Have I read my salat, all my salat with jamaat? If I miss something, make tawbah. Why? Evaluate ourselves. Have I touched the Quran? Have I read the zikr of Allah? Remembered Allah? Uzkullah zikran kathira. The only thing Allah says, do a lot is zikr. No other thing. And have I recited Durood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? My dear brothers, bring our life on some amal now. Allah Ta'ala grant you and me tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.